Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Tweet at Drive Time RTE.
We've got a huge reaction to the interview with Noel Brown. What a powerful speaker. Her interview stopped me in my tracks, and I'll give you, there's more in that vein as well. We'll bring those to you a little bit later on. I want to flag one interview with you as well. Just after 5:30, we'll speak with Dr. John Caller, who's just returned from Gaza, and he's going to tell us about the suffering he's witnessed there. Now, he's been working in war zones in various parts of the world for 25 years, and he says Gaza is the worst he's seen. So stay tuned to get a real-life account of what he witnessed in Gaza. Now, political confusion surrounds plans to restore therapists to Munster's largest school for children with special needs. Parents of students at St Killian's Special School in Cork say their children with intellectual disabilities are regressing as therapeutic interventions were withdrawn from the school 4 years ago. Our reporter Barry Lenehan has more, and he's with me now. And Barry, this centres somewhat around an interview given by the Disabilities Minister Anne Rabbitt to this programme yesterday.
Yeah, around this time yesterday, Cormac, you were speaking to Anne Rabbitt as she launched the government's new autism strategy. But listeners got in touch in their droves to raise concerns about autism services nationally, but also specifically about plans to return therapists to St Kieran's Special School in Mayfield in North Cork. Now, therapy was withdrawn from all special schools in 2020, 4 years ago, in a pilot programme recently launched to restore therapists to six specific special schools. But there have been protests in Cork over the fact that St Killian's is omitted from those plans, with parents there in Cork saying that they believe it's due to the incorrect perception that their children don't have as many complex needs as those in other special schools. Now, St Killian's Special School, as we say, the largest school for children with special needs in Munster, currently serving 104 students, of whom 79 have a dual diagnosis of autism and mild to moderate intellectual disabilities. Additionally, many of these children, they have further diagnoses including ADHD, dyslexia, complex medical needs and more. And so parents say therapeutic intervention is vital, and that's why they have been protesting. And you specifically asked Minister Anne Rabbitt yesterday, Cormac, whether she was working on plans to restore those therapeutic interventions.
We are working on that, and the pilot was launched there a few weeks ago, and expanding that to another 10 schools so as that we have the clear data of the benefit of having therapeutic interventions within special schools, and looking to it also being expanded out to mainstream education.
What about one more, St Killian Special School in Cork? You promised to get therapists back during last school year, and we're still waiting, not included in the private in the pilot programmes, is that
there's right? Still another 10 schools to be assigned with between now and October, and the funding that I spoke to St Killian's about, it was between the Department of Education and the HSE and the NCSE that they repurposed into having this pilot.
Okay, and do you know St Killian's will be included before October?
I can't answer that, Cormac.
Okay. There you go. What's been the reaction in Cork to those comments from the Minister, Barry?
Well, parents of children at St Killian's not unhappy. They contend, They contend that they met Minister Rabbitt in November 2023, who told them that she would fund a private therapy organisation and source one. And the school says it went through carrying out necessary works in order to facilitate this, in the hope that private therapy could be supplied, or indeed that it could be part of that pilot programme recently announced. And I've been speaking to the principal of the school, Sue Lenehan.
The impact on the children is catastrophic, especially in the area of communication. So something like the withdrawal of a speech and language therapist, for example, would mean that children who come to us with limited communication, some would be minimally verbal, they actually cannot express how they're feeling. Some children find it incredibly hard to engage in the day-to-day classroom organisation. Because if, I suppose, if you could imagine, any one of us can't communicate, you know, if we have a cold or we've, you know, something like that that limits our voices, it can get very frustrating. But for our children, it's an everyday experience. So every day is a challenge for them to communicate. Every day is a challenge for them to be regulated because life is much more challenging. So I suppose it affects their general well-being, you know, severely. We've seen an increase in escalator behaviours. We've seen an increase in self-injurious behaviour. And we've also seen an increase in mental health and well-being in some of our older children.
Can it be upsetting to see that impact?
Yes, oh, definitely. And I mean, I think anybody would be upset to watch how children decline when something essential is taken away. And I suppose, you know, when you have something that worked really well and then it's gone, it's devastating.
A decision to omit the school from a therapy pilot project announced recently by the government, a protest last week. What's the latest in terms of retrieving this therapeutic intervention at the school?
Anne Rabbitt was very, very supportive of the programme when we spoke with her, and she's continued to support inclusion within schools. We had a very positive discussion with her back in November. Funding was available. And then actually I listened to her piece yesterday on your programme where, you know, she said there that the funding was repurposed by the Department of Education, the NCSE and the HSE. So the funding that we were talking to her about was repurposed into the pilot. But that decision was made when? We weren't told in January that we'd been repurposed. We weren't told in February that St Killian's had been repurposed, and so on and so forth. So I suppose it was a bit of a shock to hear that to me when I heard that yesterday, that we'd been repurposed. There was money. Anne Rabbitt acknowledged that and it was repurposed. And I suppose that was very upsetting. So the funding that we were promised was repurposed and we're also not in the pilot. That's disappointing. You know, we're still as unclear as to where it all disappeared to. We were not told at all. We weren't told no. Nobody said in January, you're not getting the money. Nobody said in February, March, April, May, June, this is not happening.
Well, there you have it. That's Principal Sue Lenehan, shocked, upset and disappointed, she says, based on the interview with Minister Anne Rabbitt yesterday, even though she's acknowledging there has been some progress. What else is happening politically around this story, Barry? And why is there some confusion?
Well, parents and indeed the principal of St Killian Special School had said that their hopes were high that the school would see the imminent return of therapists after comments over the weekend from Taoiseach Simon Harris at the annual commemoration in Béal na Bláth for Michael Collins, the Taoiseach saying at that stage that he would pledge to raise with Cabinet colleagues the issues surrounding the omission of St Killian's School from the first phase of that pilot scheme, adding that finance should never be a constraint when it comes to providing services for children with special needs. But of course, as you heard Sue Lenehan there, hearing that contribution yesterday, but another contribution this morning, this time from another senior politician, the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin. He too said he was unhappy at the situation in Mayfield, but added that it was due to issues around sourcing therapists from the HSE, and he was taken to task on this by Niall Prenderville on Red FM.
Well, I can. I'm going to do everything I can to help them. And I've helped them in the past in different roles. St Killian's has expanded very significantly, and I think they're doing fantastic work. Of that I know. And I do everything I can to help them. And I will be in intervening with the HSE. I think the most effective thing for St Killian's, though, would be to get into the pilot.
Now, I wasn't involved in selecting. They were not allowed into the pilot. They would have been quite happy. They didn't refuse that. They just were.
I know they didn't. They did. The Department of Education, the National Council for Special Education, HSE, the Department of Children, together selected the six pilots. It was based on the HSE's capacity to recruit therapists. I'm not entirely happy with it, Neil. I've said that to you. Model is a school-based model, which I want led by education. That's my commitment. That's the advice commitment.
And that's the Taoiseach Micheál Martin on Red FM a little earlier. So how are parents feeling about all this evening, Barry?
Well, parents outlining how not a single therapeutic hour has been allocated to their children since 2020. And parents spokesperson Eileen Gleeson, her 5-year-old son Artie, is among those affected.
My own son, RT, is 5, and RT is autistic, non-speaking, and has a diagnosis of moderate intellectual disability. So therapies like this, like speech and language and occupational therapy, are essential really for RT's growth and to enable him to thrive and communicate and to be able to participate in the world, same as other children. And without this therapeutic intervention in school, where it's a regular, where SNAs and teachers can be regularly engaging in the therapeutic practice supervised by a therapist, then it would be really hard for RT to, I suppose, develop in the same way that another child would. Getting this is really essential. It will change the course of his life, and it's the same for all of the children in St. Killian's. This intervention will essentially change the course of their lives, and without it, you know, we worry that they'll never reach their potential.
Will there be further protest?
I mean, it remains to be seen. Like, I hope not. And I hope that we will be heard and we will be listened to, and that, you know, that the government will do what they can to support the children in the interim period between now and when and if this therapy project is rolled out across all special schools. But, you know, we are in a position whereby therapists were taken out of the school to be put into the community. You know, children are not seeing therapists in the community to the extent that we would like them to. So one way or another, more has to be done for our children with special needs in this country. And, you know, as parents, we'll continue to highlight those needs.
And what's your direct appeal this evening?
I suppose the direct appeal is that we are heard and that mountains are moved if necessary to get the interventions in place for our children. And, like, we really can't accept that it's not possible to do this. We know it is. We found a private provider to do it. We're willing to, you know, do whatever it takes in terms of supervision and governance to make this work for the Department of Education, for the HSC, for anybody else who has a vested interest in this working. We will do what it takes. We're here to find solutions, but we just can't accept that it's not possible.
That is one parent's view. What else is being said about all of this, Barry?
Well, the Minister, Anne Rabbitt, might argue she will continue to work in this regard. The Department of Education, also a stakeholder here, it has previously said that 6 schools have already been approved for this pilot scheme for enhanced in-school therapy supports, and the timing of a further 10 schools to be added to this scheme will be subject to detailed discussions over the coming weeks. So those 10 schools might be announced by the end of October with a view to providing those therapeutic supports in further schools in January 2025.
Barry Lenehan, thank you very much indeed. And can I express my appreciation to listeners for getting in touch with us here on Drive Time? And you can still do so on this story. So parents of children with disabilities or special needs, if you're listening, we want to hear from you. And you can send us your story and we will amplify it, I promise. You can contact us at drivetime@rte.ie.